In Florida, you'll find the environment to inspire what's inconceivable, the chance to explore what's inexplicable, and the space to accomplish what's unimaginable. You'll no longer have to wait for the future. You can harness it. Florida, the future is here.
If you have a gift card from the Sports Authority retail chain, listen up. We have some important details for you.
This is Your Money Matters from the Wall Street Journal.
The Sports Authority is going to fade into history soon. It is closing all its stores, and if you have a gift card, you'll want to hear this information. This is Your Money Matters. I'm John Wardock at the Wall Street Journal. Joining us is Tanya Garcia. She is a consumer and retail reporter at MarketWatch.com, and she has been following the trials and travails of the Sports Authority chain. And so, Tanya, bring us up to speed. If I have a gift card from Sports Authority, what's going to happen? How soon do I have to use it?
You have about a month, actually. So Sports Authority, as in case anyone doesn't know, it has filed for bankruptcy. It is in the process of liquidating, and it has set some deadlines for things ranging from its gift cards to using your rewards on its loyalty program. So the gift cards expire on June 28th. That's how long they are going to honor the gift cards. They have stopped selling gift cards already, so that's no longer an option.
So if I am a customer, I need to really get my act together here and use my gift card.
Absolutely. Actually, the ability to use the credit cards already expired. That was that ended on May 25th. That's no longer a valid form of payment, not even in a Sports Authority store. And the loyalty program, any points that customers had that were outstanding from the loyalty program had to be used. So really, the gift cards, this is the last bit, and time is running out.
So do I have any recourse after June 28th if I have a gift card?
Not really. I mean, the company is, effectively going out of business entirely. They expect to close all of their stores by August. So, your best bet might be to, if you've missed the deadline, to try and speak with someone there at your local store or try to contact a Sports Authority directly. But, no promises there. I can't say that there's any definite recourse even through that.
What if I get something from the Sports Authority, a new pair of sneakers or some new running gear or something, and I need to return it?
Exchanges and returns are valid through June 25th. So also there you have about a month. I would just suggest that, after the end of June, if you're in a Sports Authority and you're not sure that you want something, maybe it would be best to hold off on buying it from there. There is a liquidation that's going on, so you might be able to get a good deal. So, maybe you want to weigh, getting the good deal versus the risk of not being able to exchange or return it. But really, after the end of July, there's not going to be much that you can do, seeing as how the company is going out of business.
And you mentioned the liquidation process. So at some point here, I could probably get some good deals at my local Sports Authority, but I need to realize, I'm not going to be able to return something if it doesn't fit.
That's right. There probably will be. A couple of the competitors have talked about the promotional nature of the whole sporting goods space. That's happening because of the closure of all of the Sports Authority stores, as well as a couple of others like a Sports Chalet across the sporting goods area. So there are some good deals to be had. If returning or exchanging is a concern, it might be a good idea to try to do a little bit of a comparison and maybe visit another store. But if a Sports Authority is really where you'd like to get it from, just keep these dates in mind.
And what if I have a Sports Authority credit card? Is that totally dead now? Should I just cut it up?
It's probably best to do that. According to an email that went out to the to all of the subscribers to the Sports Authority newsletter, credit cards are no longer being accepted as of May 25th. So credit cards really aren't a valid form of payment any longer.
Tanya Garcia, a consumer and retail reporter at MarketWatch.com. Tanya, thank you very much for taking a few minutes.
Oh, thank you for having me.
WSJ Podcasts. Listen ambitiously.